Compass FM and the widest music variety for North Canterbury. On the phone joining me, Michael Hayward from DOC. Michael, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
I'm really, really good. Let's talk about Conservation Week. Has it started today or is it starting tomorrow?
So Conservation Week started the Monday just gone and it runs until Sunday.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
1 week long.
Okay. How long has this been going? How long has Conservation Week been part of our annual events in North Canterbury?
So it's actually a really long-running national event. It was started back in 1969 by the New Zealand Scouting Association. So it's been running for more than 50 years now. And it's always been about celebrating the great Conservation Week that's going on across the country, but also encouraging people to get involved. And DOC took over the coordination of Conservation Week when we were formed back in 1987.
Okay, so this has been going on for a long, long, long time. What is the theme for this year's Conservation Week there, Michael?
So this year we're asking people to take action for nature. We know that there's thousands of New Zealanders that are already involved in conservation, and we know that when we all pull together, we can make a really big difference for the environment. So we've got more than 4,000 species in New Zealand that are threatened or at risk. Mm. So anything we can do to help, you know, it makes a really big difference. So yeah, we're calling for people to get involved, and there's some pretty simple ways that you can take part and make a meaningful difference.
Like what, there, Mike?
So we're promoting three actions this year. Mm. The first is for people to join a predator-free group. So we know that the biggest threats to our native wildlife comes from introduced predators such as rats and stoats and possums. So that's one of the reasons we're really promoting that. And there are quite a few predator-free groups spread across the country, including near North Canterbury. The easiest way to find one to get involved with is to go onto predatorfreenz.org and have a find a group page there, and then you can look up the details for some local conservation groups in your area.
Absolutely.
And get in touch with them.
Brilliant stuff. The Ashley Ruckaherty River Care Group, they're one of the ones that we are heavily involved with here in North Canterbury. That would be an absolute fine one to go. What was that web page again, so some people would like to spread their wings a wee bit and have a look a wee bit further look?
So that's predatorfreenz.org. You can also go to the Department of Conservation webpage, doc.govt.nz, and then the Conservation Week page will have links to all of these other pages that I'm talking about.
Yep.
So yeah, but we also know that not everyone has the time or is in a position to sign up for a predator-free group to help out like that. So we're also encouraging people to donate a trap to community groups as well. You can do that through a website called giveatrap.org.nz, and you can pick which group you're going to donate towards or which area you want to donate towards. So that's a really good way, because these community groups, they do an awful lot through volunteering. So if we can support them by helping with some of the costs, then that makes a big difference.
Don't have a problem with that. Carry on.
And then so the last action we're promoting is for people to get out and pick up rubbish, which, I think that's built into being a New Zealander, to be honest, to keep New Zealand beautiful. Mm. But again, it makes a really big difference for the environment. So we're encouraging people, if you're out on a walk, if you're at the beach or down by the river or in a reserve, if you can pick up a bit of rubbish when you see it, then that really helps. And it's a good thing you can do. You can get out on your lunch break at work and get a few of your colleagues involved. Is another way you can get out there and help.
It's seriously very, very easy. I did a bit of a beach walk with the Waimakunete Sailing Club there earlier on this year, picking up rubbish. Sadly, people just drop it, but there's good people out there who do pick it up, be a good person. Michael, how long have you been with DOC?
I've been with DOC for about 3 years now.
Okay. What is this a passion of yours?
Yeah. So I am, I'm really interested in the environment, our native environment, and also I like getting out into our special places, so hiking and mountain biking, that sort of thing. So yeah, really close to my heart.
Absolutely. The Conservation Week, sadly, not sadly, it is on this week. Sadly, I got it wrong. I thought it was starting tomorrow, but certainly we can all do our part to look after the Conservation Week. Michael Hayward from DOC, thanks so much for coming on to Compass FM. We have recorded this interview and we'll be putting it on our Facebook page so others will be able to have a listen in as well. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Excellent. Michael Hayward from DOC.
Compass FM.